You're listening to Am I the Boldcast, the only podcast you're listening to right now about Magic the Gathering. I'm your host, Mike Carrozza. With me as always, my producer and co-host, Morgan Sanchez. Hi, Morgan.
What's up, Mikey?
How you doing, Baba?
I'm doing okay because guess what? In 2 days, and by the time this beautiful and only Magic the Gathering podcast is available for consumption, it'll be National Dismemberment Day remembrance, which is also known as the 4th of July in America.
Oh, my God. Because of the...
It's where people go to the hospital because they...
Fireworks?
It's too many beers and fireworks. So National Dismemberment Day, a.k.a. the 4th of July. There's also something else that we were supposed to do that day, but I'm not doing that.
Last Thursday. Yeah.
I don't know what the other part of the holiday is, but I don't think it really matters to anybody.
Hard to worship that country the way it's being right now, I'll tell you what. Well, look, we don't want to get too political or nothing, but what's cracking, nerds? It's your boy. It's another edition of Am I the Mailbag, the podcast where we do Am I the Bolus, but people send us their stories, and sometimes they send us stuff that they found online, like today. So that's what I'm teasing. Before we get into it, yes, we got sponsors. Yes, we got plugs. Let's start with that immediately. First of all, we want to thank Cardsphere for being our sponsor. Cardsphere, get your cards here, cardsphere.com. We got a referral link in the description. Go ahead and click that, sign up, and use it. It's honestly, trust and believe, buddy. You're getting the best way to trade your cards online with cardsphere.com. It's always such a nice surprise to know that, like, oh, somebody saw something on my list that they want. Cool, I'll send it off. It's just so automated. It's done real easy. And then I have secret little packages that come in the night for Mikey because I go searching on Cardsphere right before bed, and your boy likes to buy things. Your boy likes to get some stuff.
Like a little gremlin under the covers.
How many Urborg Tomb of Yawgmoth could I possibly need? 6,000. Send them over. I'll take them. So yeah, I Cardsphere.com. What a platform. Love it to bits. Morgan, do you have an update on your Odyssey foiling project? Or you got anything that you've gotten on Cardsphere recently, or has it all been a little too hectic? What with Vegas being last weekend or the weekend before?
The fact that Final Fantasy just came out, and I say just came out because it's true, folks. It's been less than a month, but Edge of Eternity's previews are out today. Okay. But I'm still at max hype for Final Fantasy. And so I went on cardsphere.com and I added to cart a lot of foils, a lot of showcase stuff. I mean, you talk about like showcase stuff in Final Fantasy. It's like every other card. OK, and I don't even want to tell you how many packs of this I've opened between collector and play boosters, but it's a number that's large. And I'm still buying cards. I'm still like, you know what? I still don't have this guy. I still don't have this. You know what? I want another one of those because I like it, because it's a game I played, because I love it. And so if you want special like bulk to bling kind of stuff of like you have a bunch of like non-foil Garbo cards, put them on Cardsphere, get the shiny stuff, join the club, be where it happens.
Non-foil
Garbo. Be with me. Hey. Get your foils.
Some people like the non-foils. Some people like them. I like them sometimes. Those
people are the bolus. So
you know what the only non-foil card in there's only a handful of non-foil cards in my Lizolda deck. But only one of them is by choice because there is a printing with a foiling is Phyrexian Tower, because your boy prefers Urza's Saga Phyrexian Towers over the newer Phyrexian Towers. So, I like the non-foils when it suits me, right? You know what I'm talking about? I love it. It's just, I don't know. I like art on Magic, and sometimes the foiling doesn't do it justice. Remember Commander Legends? That was a whole kerfuffle. But I'll tell you what isn't.
Oh, yeah.
What, you know what's really nice to look at? When someone, you know, cracks open a pack fresh Sephiroth foil. Oof. And you're like, buddy, I would love to buy that. Please let me take that off your hands. And he goes, no, I want it. And I'm like, I had to try. It's gorgeous. So, yeah. Shout out to Cardsphere. Big fan. Oh, you know what today is? Today is July 8th, which means that I've got another quick plug for a Kickstarter project that I'm really excited for. Winslow Dumain, who you might know as the Rat Hole guy, if you don't know him already as an artist and comedian, Winslow Dumain is a sick artist whose art is all over my apartment. We are Winslow Dumain stands over here. We've got the Tarot Restless, his tarot deck. We've got bumper stickers that say Gatorade should be thicker. The Supreme logo that says suffer instead. Just a lot of really silly things that I'm a big fan of. And he has hand drawn a collaborative horror card game called The Restless. And The Restless is just such a dense, just so many cards in this game that it feels tailor made for commander players who love a battlecruiser experience. And it's like Dark Souls meets Silent Hills meets like, you know, Cormac McCarthy somehow, just like black metal, death metal. He's just a very creative guy. The art is very visceral and evocative and creepy and cool. But then the game is also just so immersive because you have to like delve into like different realms and fight like a giant god horror things. It's really fun. Kickstarter went live on Monday, the 7th. So you can go to, you know, Kickstarter and just look up The Restless or Winslow Dumain. I will have that in the show notes. Go ahead and back that Kickstarter. Do it for yourself. Do it for me. Do it for Winslow. And shout out to the Rat Hole. You're going to be going through all like 700 cards. Like it's so many cards. Now we'll get into the mailbag. Time for the mailbag. Let's do it. We don't normally do music here. We're not going to do the music.
Do
here
the music. Why did you stop it? Why did you not commit to the bit?
Okay, you're right. I should just do this.
Lord. That's not going to make anybody happy. No one liked that.
That's,
you know what everybody hated, right, though? The fact that you stopped it in the middle of like the beginning.
You're right.
Like, nobody does that.
You're right. It should have been louder. That's the one thing. Should I do more with the soundboard? No, you're right. I shouldn't. So let's get into the mailbag. This one's fun. Somebody sent me this one and it seems like bait, but I'm really excited. It's very stupid, and I like it too much, because it was sent to us by somebody who is part of a Magic the Gathering group on Facebook, and an anonymous participant posted this, and so they sent it to me, and I think it's kind of fun. Let's see. Here's what they posted. The second someone plays a, quote, whenever you play a land, put a +1/+1 counter on this or target creature card, I quit. Keep your insults. This is not a question. Sometimes people make statements and you are not asked for their opinion. This is solely for Wizards to find and see. R&D sucks. Sucks spelled S-U-X, by the way. And then he has three edits. I'm assuming he. I'm just going to go with he. Whatever. Let's do they. Who cares? They have three edits in this post. Edit one. ... Oh. And I block all the, quote, laugh reaction profiles because those people are serious trash. So people who laugh reacted this post are getting blocked by them. Edit number two. Thanks for all the laugh reactions, giving me reach and avoiding trash characters. So I love this one for a couple of reasons. And it's obviously this is the bully episode, which is perfect because the 4th of July is tomorrow. And it's a themed episode, I guess. Oh, did I just call America a bully? You know it. Anyway, Morgan, first impressions and thoughts. When I sent you this, what did you tell me? What did you say?
I agree. 100% agree. Whenever you play a land, put a 1/1 counter on this target. Stop. Just stop with the words. Stop with the effects. Stop with the crap I got to track. Stop with the crap that you got to track. I'm there. Uh-huh. I'm immediately there. Like if we're looking at this on like a base level, like just what it says, agreed. Done. Not the bolus. Keep it moving. You should just be playing vanilla creatures. You should be not playing spells, really. Like, I mean, creature cards have power and toughness for what? For combat, so that you can win the game. What are spells? Spells are extra words that everybody's like, what does that do again? How does that work? What is the stack? Agreed. With the other stuff, I'll let you take care of. I'll let you take care of some of the emotional actor stuff that's in the latter half of this, but let's just say in the beginning that I agree.
So here's the thing. I'm trying to think of all the landfall plus one counter stuff, because this says whenever,
like, the
second
cat.
Someone plays, whenever it says the second someone plays a, whenever you play a land, put a plus one counter on this or target creature. I'm just like, how are you playing against Bristly Bill that much? Is Bristly Bill really such a problem in your pod? Is Avenger of Zendikar putting counters on
everybody, like,
plants, an issue for you? Is Felidar Retreat really doing it big in your play group? You know, I have to assume that there's got to be like another one that I'm missing, but like those are the three I can think of. I guess Orin Reef Hydra has landfall. When a land enters, put a plus one counter on it. If it was a forest, put two. Is Orin Reef Hydra putting up numbers? It's just so funny to me that this is the problem for this person. You know, Phylath World Sculptor can put plus one counters on plants when you do landfall. Does anybody else? Ride the Shoopuff from Final Fantasy and Retreat to Kazandu does it. There's only, like, here's the thing. There are only a handful of cards that do this. There are only a few cards that do this. Undergrowth Champion is another one. Can you tell I'm on Scryfall? Vinelash Yakuzu is the last one.
They're playing all those cards. That's because they're all green. Like, this is very targeted.
They're playing it. OP is not playing it.
Well, OP's opponents are playing all of these cards, and they're seeing them, and they're just like, gosh dang it. I'm playing a land every turn. I ain't getting nothing. They're getting counters and mana. This game sucks. Like, come on.
It's just so funny to me. But yeah, it's just so funny that this is the breaking point. Whenever someone plays a single card that has a landfall ability or a land enters and put a plus one counter somewhere, that's when you decide, I'm scooping. Keep your insults. This is not a question. Sometimes people make statements and you're not asked for your opinion. This is solely for Wizards to find and see that their R&D sucks. This is a, hey, landfall plus one counters. That's boo. Boo that, Wizards. That's what this guy's saying. And then on top of it, the edits are just like, it's
so
the person
extra.
That's like
so extra.
Yelling about not being mad. Like,
yes.
Oh, you think you're winning, but I'm the one who's winning. I didn't, you know, like, it's that, what's that meme of the guy who peed his pants and is like, you didn't pee my pants. I peed my pants, and therefore I'm the one in charge. You know, like,
yep.
I don't know. I don't want to be
somebody
too mean, but
somebody
I think
had
this is the
one bad
to be mean.
Hydra experience and didn't draw removal. And then on turn 8,000, nothing happened. And we have 8,000 counters on one creature and it doesn't have trample inexplicably. So it's like, I'm just chump blocking every turn and still complaining.
But here's the thing, Morgan, it's not even like there's like a critical mass of these cards. It's it's literally
targeted.
I went into Scryfall. I put in, let's find all the cards that say the words land, enter, put plus one and counter on it. That's what I'm looking for. There are 86 cards with that combination of words in the text box, right? And of those cards, the ones I've mentioned at a quick glance are the ones that this person has a problem with. And it frankly, get this, I'm just going to say it. It makes no fucking sense. Sorry, Ken. There's like maybe a handful, like 2-3 other cards that I've missed, maybe 4. I don't know. This either feels like a really young kid or genuinely. And honestly, I know I'm dunking on this person, and that's kind of what this episode is today because we're doing the mean one. This guy sounds like a loser, dude. This is just a loser dweeb. Here's the thing. I get not wanting to play against certain strategies, but this guy's not even saying he hates plus one counters. It's not like Cathar's Crusade came up. It's literally whenever you play a land, put a plus one counter on target creature or on this creature. Whenever you play, it's literally the landfall thing, plus one counters. No Cathar's Crusade, No, like, you know, Archangel of Thune.
Stuff that is not arguably like, better.
Or arguably worse to deal with. Like, that's if we're dealing with this kind of framing. I cannot get over just, like, the whole, like, isn't it amazing? I love how easy it is to filter out all these people without empathy and never have to deal with these types of sad beings. And then ending with all caps amazing with a bunch of exclamation marks. It's just, I'm going to have to post this on Tuesday so people can see the actual post. Somebody sent this to me. Somebody sent this to me from an anonymous poster in this MTG group. And like, it's just, I laughed so hard when I saw it and I sent it right to Morgan. And Morgan, I'm going to air you out here real quick. Morgan thought I was joking about doing this one for the episode today. We started today and she was like, oh, hold up. You were serious? And I'm like, yeah. Okay. I'm losing my fucking mind. Well, see, sorry, Ken.
Haters will say that somebody posts this to troll, but it's not. We all know that's not true. We all know that this person's convictions are true. Like, that this is somebody who is very real and being very honest with their emotions, had a bad Hydra moment, and decided to go to Facebook and said they needed their, like, boomer moment. Their boomer press release is what there we is, call it. Of
there's something
how much they
here.
Hate Landfall.
Yeah. There's something here with about the like the way things are spelled, the spacing. If this is a post again, sorry, Ken, then like, well done. Excellent job. Cause you got me and it's very funny, but I have to believe it's not because this captures too much loser essence for me. Not just like loser in the game, but like, this is sad loser behavior stuff. And okay, Mike, you're being an asshole. You're being a dick. Maybe you're the bullish this episode. Sure, I'll wear that proudly.
Yep.
This episode, I'll take it. Sorry, Ken, I said again twice.
A lot.
I will. Yeah. I'm firing from the hip. This one's got me going. And you know what? Sometimes you got to let out some of that steam. You got to get a little bit angry. Let out some of that frustration. And I need to channel it into a place that doesn't matter or that won't get me into any trouble. And in this case, I'd be like, hey, why don't you do us a favor? Get us another person who is also here. Tell them to join the table and tell them to take their first two turns. And then we'll just like keep going with this game. Because there are so many real reasons to not want to play Magic against people. And we cover them extensively in my column. Am I the Bolus has been on Commander's Herald since Commander's Herald has gone live. And it's now on EDH Rec. You can go through the archives at Commander's Herald. You can go through my archives at EDH Rec. You can find so many situations, a lot of them very similar to each other because, like, frankly, a lot of similar points will come up in, you know, different submissions. But ultimately...
So tell us how you really feel, Mike. And give us the bolus count. What's the vote? Taking everything into account, right? Your whole synopsis, your whole dissertation. Like, what's the verdict?
The verdict? It's honestly slightly complicated.
Oh great!
Context matters.
That's right.
Shout out to Solani. Which, by the way, thank you to the people who submitted feedback at amithebolus@gmail.com. I got it. I appreciate it. But also, some of you guys miss Solani, which I'll say, I miss him too. Love you, Solani. Shout out.
You can just tell me that people don't like me. You don't got to sugarcoat it for 2 minutes.
Okay, so Morgan, three people wrote in.
That's it? No, but y'all got to pump those numbers up, okay? I need like some hate in my life these days. I need some hate. I want some hate like this, though. I need like a couple paragraphs, a couple edits.
I will quit the game.
A little bit of postscript. Yeah.
You know, some of you guys are just very supportive and telling us that you like what we're doing and it doesn't matter what we're doing. And that's also very nice. So thank you for that. Shout out to Solani. So context matters. Here's why it matters. This person wants to play the card game. They want to play it the way they want to play it. Let's just say they are making their pool of players much smaller by being so closed off to this kind of thing. But if it makes them happy, it makes them happy. However, if they were to be part of a group of people and they're imposing this kind of rule on themselves that they adhere to, and somebody feels like they can't build a deck because this kind of player will just scoop and be so drastic every time, that kind of means it's not going to be the way that this other person wants to play it. So like, it is within your right to refuse to play against certain cards and certain strategies. Hell, we have an entire bracket division at between bracket 2 and 3 that says, here are the game changers. You can't play them in bracket 2. And sometimes you just don't want to play against some game changers. I don't want to have to worry about Rhystic Study and Smothering Tithe all the time. Hell yeah. Great. I appreciate that. So I think that it's valid to not like certain play styles. It's valid to not like certain cards. But at a certain point, you're just hurting yourself. And I think that is also a type of bolus. You know, learn to control what you can control and let go what you can't. The things that you can control are in a Rule Zero conversation, but to not bring that up if you have such a hard line on it during a Rule Zero conversation, it also hurts the game that's about to happen.
Well, yeah, that's on you.
That's it.
Yep.
And that makes you the bolus. I think that this person needs to get over themselves. Just play Magic, buddy. Stacks is a different thing.
Or don't.
Thing. Stacks is
or
like,
don't. That's, oh, yeah. That's, yeah. That literally goes into my vote of, like, I'm not even joking when I say that I 100% agree with this person without any of the edits, right? If you want to just say, because guess what? I've played against people who are like, I don't want to play against the Stacks deck. We've had that conversation. Say, do you have like Stacks, like right out the gate? Do you have control? I've had people who don't want to play against decks that have blue. Okay. Yeah, like people who maybe just for whatever reason don't want to do it. But guess what? They say it. They're like, oh, you're playing Grixis? No, thanks. Maybe we'll wait for the next thing. It sucks, whatever. But hey, guess what? You told me. And I have an Esper deck. So, I mean, okay, we can't play, right? Whatever. I mean, if that makes you happy, that makes you happy. Makes me sad. But whatever. You know, look, we can grab somebody else for a game. But the thing that really steams my broccoli is these edits and these like extra bits of you don't need to even tell me why. And this again, this goes with the communication thing that we always try to say on the show. Okay, let's talk some crap, but let's get, you know, the moral of the story, which is communicate. Mm-hmm. And just tell me, you know what? I hate Esper. I think Esper is the worst shard and the worst combination of colors that could ever have existed. You're right. You're fine. Okay. I get it. Yeah.
Hey, good.
You don't need to give me a reason why. You need to say, hey, you know, my big brother bashed me over the side of the head with his Send Triplets deck in 2010 and I'll never forgive him. And you don't even need to tell me that. You could tell yourself that and that's your justification. But if you're being like weird and nebulous about it and you're being cranky about it, you're being grumpy about it. I think that's what really frustrates people. And I think it can make people feel uncomfortable too. I think when you start going off like this, say your piece and then, you know, hopefully people understand, maybe somebody's butt hurt, but I mean, who cares? Your feelings are your feelings,
yeah.
Your rules and your boundaries in Magic and in life. Stick to them, please. Like from me to you and from Mikey to you too. I know you agree. Stick to your boundaries in Magic and in life. 100%.
Yeah. So, do what's right by you. And that's fair. You're good. And so I'm going to say maybe not the bolus, but who's like a really whiny character that kind of sucks? That guy. That's my verdict. A big old fucking raspberry. Sorry, Ken. Morgan, what's your verdict?
Bolus. Done. Done dusted. Done dusted.
All right.
Had me in the first half, not going to lie. Second half, bolus. Done. No bolus. Notes.
All right. I think we're going to call it there. amithebolus@gmail.com. Send me your bolus stories for the mailbag and for the article series. I'm here to take your feedback. We love that you're listening. I thank you so much for listening. Am I the Bowlcast on Blue Sky? Tell your friends about the show. AmITheBowlist@gmail.com. I'm Mike Carrozza at MikeCarrozza on all platforms. Anywhere you can find me, you'll find me. You've got stand-up comedy. In fact, I'll be in Vancouver August 18th to September 5th. And in that time, I'll be headlining the Comedy Underground. I'll also be on Jokes Please on the 29th with more dates to come. And I'll be doing the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal this month of July. So if you're coming to the festival, come say hi. I've got the Montreal show on July 18th and I'm opening for Ivan Decker on July 23rd with more dates to come, hopefully. So please get in touch if you're coming to the fest or if you're coming to Vancouver shows. I'd love to see you. Thank you so much for listening. Morgan, where can people find you and what would you like them to check out?
I'm on Blue Sky at Indigo Gentleman, and please check out EDH Rack articles every day, Monday through Friday. Get your deck text, get your news, and Am I the Bolus on EDH Rack?
Am I the Bolus on EDHREC.com. Make sure to check it out every Wednesday. There's a new article. Okay. I think that does it for us, right?
Consider the day scooted, friends.
The day has been scooted.